Last time on A Pint of Cthulhu, we travelled to the radio tower, got some information about Clements, then tracked him to the church and found out a little bit more about the Geck unit. Turns out there's been rumours of simps in the area, causing their usual amount of robotic trouble. Now we are off to find a secret tunnel underneath a noodle shack run by a suspiciously vampire-named man. Hopefully we won't get too distracted on the way there and can finally make it to our objective.
Yes, Vladimir, the owner of the Noodle Shack. This noodle building is a mainstay of the city, and apparently, according to your info, has a tunnel underneath it that should lead outside the bounds of the city and to an old fallout shelter that Miko is making her home. Team now knows all this, knows that Vladimir had an arrangement with her to grant her access to it, and that they must convince Vladimir to give them access to the hidden tunnel. Vladimir is protective of his business, careful about whom he trusts, so keep that in mind during the conversations.
Just as we're going through the city, there's three things I want.
So you want to be shopping before you get to the noodle hut?
Shopping, scavenging, the same difference.
Not a problem. So, you're in a city. What do you want? And we'll see if you can find it.
Okay. I want essentially, like, something crumbling that I can make into aluminium powder. So something made of aluminium.
Oh, God.
I want something rusty, and I want a jar. Or container of some kind.
And also, we should go and technically pick up the armor.
Yes.
So we scrap yards and pick up some armor.
The armor we were having made by the dude.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Officially pick it up.
Brilliant.
Can Gertrude have a mini nook?
If we can find one, and I'm kind of low on funds. We still haven't found a place to trade in that pre-war money.
Cool. Gotcha. Just want a nuke.
Yeah, so tell me what you're looking for first then, Winnigan. You're looking for the scrapyard, or are you going for the armor?
We'll go for the armor first, to collect it for Beverly and Gertrude.
Yeah, that's easy enough. You remember where that shop is. The armorer is delighted to see you coming, because Gertrude is quite large. He sees you from quite a distance, and is beckoning you into the shop to view his masterwork. This powerful, super mutant-sized armor botched together from several pieces of regular-sized armor. And you go in. It is not pretty, but fairly intimidating looking.
Sweet. The arms as well.
Sorry?
The arms as well, not pretty.
Yes.
Fair enough.
What?
Right, and while we're in the armors, I'm going to ask him if he has anything that's gone rusty that he'd be happy to toss me.
Gone rusty? Rusty, yeah. He has a wee look around. He goes back into his little storeroom. You hear lots of clanging, lots of bits of metal being thrown around.
Just anything you'd otherwise chuck.
Yeah, he comes out with this revolver. An old pre-war revolver. Would have been a good gun, but it is rusted all to hell. It is just rust in the shape of a gun.
Thank you very much. And could I potentially get a container, a jar, a can, something like that?
Yeah, I don't have anything like that. But
I'll go looking somewhere else then. Thank you.
Scrappies are just down the road there. He gives you directions to old Scrappies. There's plenty of different scrap dealers in the city. He gives you like three different directions for different people.
Do you have a mini nuke?
I deal in armor, honey.
Just asking.
No, I do not.
Okay, thank you for answering question.
Okay, so you have your armor, you have a rusty gun, and you have directions to some scrap yards or some scrap dealers. What's next on the to-do?
I want to go to a gunsmith.
You want to go and find a gunsmith? Excellent. A gunsmith? Yeah, I think you already know where a gunsmith is, so we don't need to do any sort of checks for that. What is it you're looking for?
I am trying to find some upgrades for my railway rifle.
All right, brilliant. Upgrades for railway rifle. Let's see what this guy has in stock. So, shit, wrong page. We're looking for small guns upgrades. Fabulous. All right, there we go. So, the gunsmith is at his stall. He beckons you towards him. He's like, "What can I do for you?"
I want to see what you can do with this. And I set my railway rifle on the counter and go, "What kind of upgrades you got for this? You see, I got a short scope, your royal recoil compensating stock, but..."
He says, "God damn, that is some piece of work. I have not seen a railway rifle in years. My lord. Yeah, this is gonna..." Sorry?
I was saying, this is my pride and joy, and I kind of want to treat her right. I heard you.
No doubt. Okay, let's see what we can do for you. Right, so he's having a wee look at it, see what you've already got. So go and list it for me. What is it you've already got on it?
A short scope as the sight, and a recoil compensating stock as the stock.
All right.
If you lost that gun, you're fucked.
It's also really hard to hit with, though.
Recoil con. Stock mods, here we go. Recoil compensating stock. Well, I can't do any better than the stock that you've already got. He's looking at the muzzle of it. He's saying, maybe do something with that muzzle.
I think the only thing he can get is a bayonet as a muzzle.
Yeah, he confirms Billy's idea that he could put a knife in the end of it if you want.
Mm-hmm. I like the idea.
Yeah, you'd be able to do that for just 10 caps.
Ooh. Well, I've got a little bit.
You
want to
stick
more.
A blade in the end of it?
I 100% would like to.
Alright, 10 caps. He gets this bayonet out from below his little desk and starts shuffling about the railway rifle and getting that added onto it. While he's working on that bayonet, he starts talking about the other parts of the gun. So, you looking for anything else? You looking for some grip, some barrel mods? Maybe change the... I'm sorry.
Well, I was thinking, do you have a long barrel for this railway rifle?
Long barrel, we want to lengthen this barrel. Well, you know what it's like with railway rifles, these things are bodged together as it is. I think that we can find something here to lengthen that barrel for you, no problem.
I appreciate it. Give me a little bit more accuracy. This thing is, as you say, a little bodged together. It's a little hard to aim. That long barrel may just make it better.
Alright, so what we've got here, we've got long ported, vented. So if you were to choose a preference, would you want that to be vented?
I think I looked at the... Hold on, give me a second. Because I wrote down like what I wanted in it.
Yeah, go for it. What was it you wanted?
It was a... Because I went through the list, and it was the long barrel. I think the vented long had barrel. Something I didn't really want. Just the long barrel by itself, non-vented. Because I went through they have a list on Reddit. It's really nice. Somebody posted the whole Google Docs list of what can take what and what can do what. It's
really nice. So I've got it says here just it's increased range, so.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cost 20 caps, so add another 20 caps onto here. So 30 caps so far for your improvements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the other one's maybe a little too much to try to get right now.
What would you like?
Well, because the only thing receiver-wise it could have is an automatic piston. Turns it into an automatic railway rifle. Yeah, and the other one was like a night vision scope. And I was like, I think I'm fine with the short scope for now. Don't want to make myself too powerful. But the automatic may be insanely powerful. So, yeah.
So as I don't long know, as you can hit.
As long as I can hit. That's right. That's right. I mean, if you'd be willing to let me have an automatic piston, I'd do it.
Yeah, so you're increasing your range with the long, but then you're decreasing your range with the automatic piston. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of cancelling that out.
Yeah, plus two to fire rate, minus one range.
Yeah.
You lose one range, but you gain two to fire rate.
Altogether, we're putting your improvements by about 105 caps.
I can do that.
Do you have a mini nuke?
Sorry?
Do you have a mini nuke?
You're not going to find a mini nuke anywhere around here, big girl.
Worth asking.
Do you have any throwing knives?
It just so happens I do have some throwing knives. Don't normally have them in stock, being a gun shop, but yeah. Yeah, so he's working on Billy's mods while you're asking him these questions. Is there a throwing knife in here? Hold on a second.
Anything like that. Ah, what a lovely stuff.
Right, Beverly, give me a luck roll. Luck against barter.
Oh, for fuck.
Bail.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he pulls some knives out from underneath his desk, and none of them are specifically throwing knives. So they're like just lots of different kind of kitchen knives, and like a
state
knife. Yeah, some army combat knife, that kind of thing. He's just like, here, look through this box of knives. I don't know.
Nah. I don't like the colors.
They don't match my eyes.
No, they don't.
All right, so he finishes up his improvements on Billy Bob's railway rifle and hands it back.
Man,
take
you got
105.
You can do pretty much anything now, here, can't you?
Hey, guns are my job. I love guns.
We don't like knives.
They're knives. I have a box.
It's kind of like the opposite of a gun. I'm going to go ahead and give you that.
Yeah, I mean, they're both weapons, but they're pointy.
Yeah. about the only, but they're, yeah.
They're about as knife-like as you're going to get. But yeah, the guns I can do anything with. All right, so you've got your new and improved railway rifle.
Yes, I do like.
Fabulous. So Billy Bob's done his shopping. Beverly's been disappointed by the lack of stock. Gertrude has struck out on her quest to get a mini nuke. She has, however, got some super mutant armor, which you guys are going to have to remember to add into your armor slots. And Winnegan, you still had a couple of outstanding bits on your shopping list, didn't you?
Yes, I want to go to the scrapyard and see if I can find two things. One, aluminium, preferably powder, but I'll take foil. And two, anything with magnesium in it.
Interesting.
Also a container and possibly water.
Just don't ask for a pony for the job.
We're going to make this a luck roll. I'm going to make you roll it twice because you're looking for two different things there. And we're going to...
It's worth noting that you can find aluminium powder in some household things. I'm not just looking for like mad scientists.
Yeah, but we are going to do it against science. So it's luck against science because you're still going to have to be able to recognize these items and know what you're doing with them.
Okay, science. Luck.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't use the science skill very often. Oh, 4 successes on the first one.
You know
one.
What? Wow. I think that's it. We don't have to get you to roll that. I think you found everything you need. That was a 1 and a 3 you just rolled there.
Oh,
that was that was a brilliant roll. Both of them are crit successes because you've got your science as your tag skill. Yeah.
I'm just gonna.
You find everything you need, and you also find it in a scrap junk, so you're not actually trading with anyone either. You just got your hands dirty,
wonderful,
dived into some garbage, and found exactly what you were looking for.
Right, Winnegan's then going to want to assemble this.
And tell me, what is it you're assembling?
So, rust is, if you grind something rusty up, or if you can find something like that's got rust, small rust flakes in it, what you get from that is iron oxide. Magnesium powder, which is found in like Etch-A-Sketches and stuff like that, when combined with aluminium, powdered aluminium, makes thermite. For those unfamiliar, thermite is an explosive. Magnesium is the fuse for it. And if you add water to a flavor explosion, it gets real big.
Fabulous.
Winnegan's making an ID.
Are we telling people how to make bombs now?
Oh, yeah, shit. Don't do this at home. Don't try it at home. Experts only.
Thermite's the easiest one to make.
Yeah, it's one of the easier ones. I wanted to find something that you could reasonably find in the wastelands.
So,
and like scrap metal is sort of okay.
So we're going to have to put that together, aren't we?
Do we want to edit out me giving instructions to the audience on how to make a bomb? No? Okay.
This is going to be another science roll. You're going to do it against intelligence this time.
Again, not to give the audience instructions, don't do this. But it is really simple. You just mix some powders together and then stick the magnesium in it. All you need is a container. So what was it, science against something?
Yeah, you're going to do this against your intelligence this time.
Science, intelligence.
It's also easy to make a hydrogen bomb.
Well, that's the thing, you get hydrogen gas from the thermite reaction, which is why if you put water on it, it creates hydrogen gas, which gets lit up by the continuing explosion and creates a small hydrogen bomb. It might not be hydrogen, actually. It might
just
be
a wee one.
Another H element.
No, if you just do electrolysis inside of water, you get hydrogen.
Fucking hell.
You can siphon off the hydrogen and compress it.
Okay, and Winnegan's just rolled another 2 successes on a basic roll there for her construction roll. So, yeah, we're going to accept that as not only have you managed to successfully find all the ingredients for your thermite, you've also successfully constructed your thermite bomb.
Right. Gertrude, I have a gift for you.
Oh.
You were saying earlier you wanted an explosive device. And well, right, I'm going to hand you 2 separate things. Please keep them separate for now. And she's going to hand her the thermite bomb, unlit, obviously. This needs a spark to go off. Do not let it have a spark. No fire, no flame, no scraping, nothing.
Sit there, cigar.
In fact, I'm going to put a little bit of cloth over the magnesium bit specifically so it can't hit off anything. And this, and she'll hand her a container of water, this will make that little boom into big boom.
Oh.
So if we ever need to, I don't know, take out a group of people or something, this will be something good for you to use. Do you like it? I hope you like it.
I am strangely confused and slightly aroused.
Oh, well, I'll be sure to make you more explosives in the future then.
Oh my god. Oh my god, Winnegan is a thing for Gertrude! Oh no!
Took you this long to notice. I'm more than happy to make another one for you when we have the opportunity, but with the talk of Sims, it did get me somewhat concerned.
Are you asking Gertrude to commit war crimes?
I'm encouraging you to, darling. As much as you want, though. Right, we should probably make sure we only use that on actual enemies and not civilians, though. We don't want to get kicked out quite yet.
Right.
Yeah, so having a look at some of the explosives in the rule book here. We do have a modified mini nuke that does 21 damage dice worth of damage.
Okay, now.
So you're not going to get that much out of your thermite bomb.
Boom.
Technically, with the water thing, it's a hydrogen, which is what Anouk is.
But yes, I think that...
it's just a little one.
We're going to have a lot of fun deciding how much damage dice we're using on that throw when you throw it.
Small boom.
Hey, six successes went into making it.
Yeah. It's going to be successful, whatever happens.
Right.
You're just going to hit.
I hope you enjoy that gift. Let's get going then.
Alright, so everybody's done with their shopping. The team, unless the robot wants to do something here.
Oh no, I'm alright, they're robbing me.
And you start heading towards the Noodle Hut. The Noodle Hut is a small, unassuming building on the edge of Junkerton. Nestled between other cramped shops and stalls, the smell of noodles and broth fills the air. It's a comforting aroma amidst the harsh realities of the wasteland. Inside, you see a few patrons seated at makeshift tables. They're slurping down bowls of noodles. And behind the counter, a tall, semi-muscular man with a thick beard and an apron tied around his waist works furiously. He's chopping, he's stirring, he's just moving back and forth at quick pace. And if people want to stop talking in the chat and actually start talking to me, that would be great.
I'm sorry, did you want to just fantasize about egg fried noodles?
Yes.
Live to our audience.
I'm trying not to laugh.
Just proof that your descriptions are wonderful, Cap.
Yes. Made us all hungry.
Right, I think we know the drill here. I can't talk to save my life, so Billy, mind
buying me sort of drink too?
Another one?
Ah, well.
Mind chatting up Vladimir first, sir?
I'm glad you ask.
They don't call him Vlad the Impaler for nothing.
All right, now I don't want to.
We want your hot foods.
As he works back and forth.
Right. If you don't want to, I'm going to have to do this again. I think we both know that's going to
end. All right, I'm going to be brutally honest. Like, I've zoned out because I'm still putting these weapon mods on my weapon in the stats. I have completely zoned out. So I'm going to be brutally honest. Okay, so who am I romancing? Hold on.
There's a guy called Radma. He runs a noodle
store. Oh, yes.
He gets
Middle.
A secret tunnel from Mika.
And your ultimate objective is to buy us noodles. Or to obtain noodles for us.
Yeah.
I want noodles.
So if we're gonna do this end game, you could basically say I'm like admiring the work on my railway guy, but like, damn, you freaking put this bayonet on here. You want me to woo somebody? Oh really? Are we gonna talk shit? Are you gonna act like I'm gonna fuck him? Is that what's gonna happen?
Yes. Gonna fuck him on.
So I don't wanna do it now. Yeah. Why would I do it? If you guys are gonna make fun of me the whole time. I'm the only charismatic person here. Nope.
When again should I convince him?
Vladimir or Billy?
Billy. Billy's breakable.
We'll see if I can't do it then. Billy, you know we make fun of you because it's easy. But also because
we're
familiar enough with you that we aren't
sure. It's easy.
We know
you.
Wow,
you're doing a real great job of trying to convince me here.
We take the piss out of you, but then we'll back you up on the battlefield any time.
Some of us.
It's not like we don't take the piss out of each other, too. Lord knows the amount of time that robot's got it.
All right. I hear one fucking thing.
Take it as a sign of friendship.
I hear one fucking thing. I'm
can't believe you won that by comparing them to a retarded robot.
Oh, don't remind him of that.
Short circuited. If not, we destroyed that gun.
Alright, I'll do it. Y'all owe me one. So, I'm gonna walk on in and talk. Am I gonna go up to the cat? Are we inside? Did we walk inside already? Or are we outside the Billy's?
We walked inside.
Yeah, you're inside.
I think.
We're inside. Alright, I'll walk up to there. Alright. So.
You know what you need?
If not, I don't got time for whatever you're selling.
You know what you need right now? A drink.
Look, if you're not here for noodles, I don't got time for it.
We just got noodles? Done talking to Club Mints.
Clements. Psst, Clements.
Right, Clements. Clarence. We just got done talking to Clarence.
Ah, close enough.
Vladimir just looks at you. Right, so?
Well, we're... Alright, when are you going to take over?
Tell him you want to see
me. Alright, I'll take over. So, we've been recommended this place. We heard rave review from Mika.
Ah.
About a secret menu item. Perception check from you there. Okay.
Press it up.
Let me see.
Perception against... speech.
Speech, yeah. Okay.
See, Billy, I told you what you should ask to see his secret tunnel.
I'm going to re-roll those boys. One success.
Goodness. All right, the mention of Mika's name. Vladimir's eyes flash with recognition. His expression hardens. He crosses his arms over his chest and glares at you. He says suspiciously, Mika, huh? How exactly do you know about that?
She dead.
She wasn't the type to go around blabbing her business. Wait, well, did you just say she's dead?
How's it going now?
Just dropping that.
You know what? I accept the criticism now, Billy Bob. That is annoying. You're right. I should have done
that. I've been telling you to not to be subtle. All right. I whip out my cap. Can I metagame a little bit? I bought a flask of can I metagame that? I bought a thing of whiskey from the store, from the tap house.
Yeah. Yes.
I pull out my flask of whiskey and my two shot glasses that I keep in my chest in my shirt pocket.
You wear
my tiny crop top shirt pocket. All right.
Okay, you know your personal pocket?
So, I feel like you need a drink after those news. What do you think?
Do the speech check.
All right. That is one success.
I think one success will do it. Vladimir grins slightly. That's some good whiskey there. I could always use more of that. But look, I'm not running a charity here. Mika already cut me a deal. If you want access, you'll need to sweeten the pot.
Oh? Her deal, obviously you know her deal will come to fruition if you just leave everything as is. You don't get the benefits of the deal you made with her unless, the special equipment gets activated.
That sounds like you're trying to persuade them there.
Yeah, kind of does.
Let's see if it works.
What is it with?
Yeah, so you're looking for charisma and speech on this one.
Oh, hell. Charisma, there we go. Let's pray for a miracle. Nope.
Fuck yeah, no.
He says, you're almost talking my language. But if she's dead, that deal is worthless.
I'll tell you what deal isn't worthless.
Rage.
More drinks.
Rage, so that's a serious... You're just seeing more drinks and just looking at them.
Just leaning over. More drinks.
I'm pouring another drink.
You know what? Yeah, go for it. Give me that speech check again for Billy Bob and for the more drinks.
Just drink the full bottle.
Maybe take him to the tap bar.
Oh, that is two successes.
He does.
I'm just getting the whole town drunk at this point. Doing everything I can.
Customers are starting to build up in a queue as Vladimir is transfixed on Billy and his whiskey. He takes another drink, two in fact. Billy and Vladimir are now knocking them back when the man should be working.
Meanwhile, the guard walks past.
Yeah. Well, it's not like this is Prohibition era.
He's like, so come on now. Come on, yeah, guys. I can't just go giving girls secrets out. That's not gentlemanly.
We already know about what she had. We already know how she wanted to use it. We use it the same way. All we need is access.
I mean,
I have to help out.
I mean, if you want to get anything out of having that tunnel, you kind of do.
I mean, think about it, bud. We were complete strangers when we walked up here, and even we knew what she had. So it wasn't like we were the only ones. But we're not strangers now, am I right? And I wave my whiskey bottle.
All right, last one.
That's another success.
All right. He takes another shot. All right, you win. The tunnel's down there. It'll take you miles out of the city, straight to Mika's hideout. Remember, you owe me for this. If you find anything useful down there, you better not forget where it came from.
Do you have any prawn crackers?
Ignore him. We'll remember.
Vladimir steps back, arms crossed as you descend into the tunnel. The stairs creak beneath your weight as you make your way down into the darkness.
I tell you what, again, I had that completely out of control. Jeez, you worry. Billy Bob's got it.
Are you matching him shot for shot?
Yeah, well, I may have had a few before we walked in, but that's okay.
Took a while to hit.
If I push Billy right now, will he fall over?
Start pushing it between Gertrude and Beverly.
Just don't drop him. We need him somewhat conscious.
Yeah, that Whittigan says she needs me. It makes me so happy. She needs her grandpappy.
Okay, let's not get ahead of ourselves. That is off the
table. You just call me Papa. Just call me Papa.
I think that God wanted to call you Papa. But as for me, I think I'll leave it. Alright. Also, if we do turn out to be related by some cruel twist of fate, I'm disowning you immediately. I hope
I will be ecstatic. I'll have a granddaughter.
I think we broke Billy.
God, he did that to himself.
Have we broke back Billy?
Right.
Oh, I get it. Broke back Valerie. I do. You get it.
Yeehaw. Right. I think those three actually are all drunk off their tits. Robert, let's keep going ahead.
No, Gertrude is just sleep deprived.
Did you stay up all night?
May have done.
Ah, well, fair enough.
Try sleeping in prison. Stalks it Billy again.
Yeah, so as we were saying, you descend into the tunnel. The stairs creak beneath your weight as you make your way towards down into the darkness. There's a faint sound of rushing air echoing from below. Whatever awaits you at the end of the tunnel.
What the fuck was that?
I think it's the same thing.
Poor Cap. Poor Cap. I'm so sorry, Cap.
Look, it's a tunnel. I'm trying to describe a tunnel to you. Just.
My God.
It's just a fucking tunnel.
And you find what you're looking for, and that's the end of the campaign.
Congratulations.
And the ceiling claps as well.
This is the final episode of the campaign.
Alright, so the team has successfully gained access to Mika's hidden Fallout bunker. So,
to his hidden hole.
Inside, you're greeted by a stark and utilitarian environment. Concrete walls, rusted support beams, shells filled with scavenged materials and personal effects. However, it's cleared that Mika lived a life of isolation and paranoia, judging by the state of the bunker. The air is heavy with the scent of rust, old machinery, and stale food. Floating in the centre is a Miss Nanny utility robot.
Oh, hello.
I'm not quite as familiar with that model, but I don't believe they're combat ones.
You want Gertrude to do something with it, or...?
I don't think we need to break it, exactly. Oh, God. Do we need to, wait a minute?
That's flour, not me.
You were for y'all and then lost your shit on Joel. I can still hear the Molly laugh. I still know we're not good.
I wonder if you two are even capable of silent laughing. Like, I really wonder that.
they're getting very close.
Oh, God.
The volume's going down, the pitch is going up.
The only ducks can hear us now.
Yeah. It's like having a pair of Muttleys.
You're going to achieve echolocation.
Popped up my ear.
That was turtles fucking. Oh my God.
I can't see.
What the absolute fuck?
Oh, the map's changed. Lovely. Oh my God. Are we good?
Cap's gonna kill us.
Again.
Yep, for every time you laugh, this robot's getting bigger and bigger.
One HP gets lost. I think they call that inflation. Right.
You know what? I'm going to double the HP on this robot.
I should have got healed. But,
I mean, we leveled up. I think we heal on a level up. I'm not entirely
sure. I got shot.
Okay. Yeah, but you, did you? Oh, wait, whatever.
Ignore that thing. I'm just.
Right, anyway. Okay.
Hold on. If I had to then, hit something with the little dominator because I was showing off how it was glowing, surely yes. This is the same thing.
Yes.
All right, let's not make it worse ourselves for 5 minutes. After that, go wild, I guess. Right, have we run into a Miss Nanny robot before?
We've run into a few different versions of the handy Mr. robots. Handy. You've run into the military one, the nursing one, the doctors, the just regular Mr. Handy units as well.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so the handy units are not unknown to you, especially since you've got one in your team.
Right. Greetings, robot. Where is your owner, I suppose?
Oh, there you are, Miss Mika. I was worried, sorry. I was getting so worried about you. Welcome home. I do hope you have been eating well and drinking plenty of water.
Mika's dad.
Gertrude.
What?
I love you, sweetheart, but you need to stop doing that. Yes, of course. I've been relatively well rested, at least. I've been eating okay. Somewhat. I seem to, however, have forgotten where I left the Genk unit. Would you be able to help me with that?
The robot twitches.
Are you in need of repairs?
Do you take me for a fool? I know you're not, Miss Mika.
Then why did you pretend I was?
She doesn't answer with words.
Okay. You just, okay, right.
The nurse, the Miss Nanny unit instantly opens up with her flamethrower as you are pretending to be Mika.
No one was pretending to be Mika.
I was kind of, but in all fairness, she addressed me as Mika first.
And I said Mika was dead.
It's a shame that you were hushed. Yes, but the robot is attacked straight away. Attacked the groups all together as well, so we'll see if there's any spread on it.
Oh, it's only two damage.
Two damage.
I take nothing.
It burns burns Winnegan slightly.
What type of damage is it?
It's energy damage.
Where does it hit me?
I still take nothing.
Yeah, it's in your left arm.
I don't take any.
That's great. You do, however, you are, however, on fire. You've not taken damage yet, but your left arm is on fire.
Is that going to deal two energy damage per turn?
Or yeah, you will start to take burning damage per turn if you don't sort that out.
I'll do my best for that.
All right, and I guess we can check everybody's initiative on this one.
How much damage resistance does the arms have, the armor piece? The arm armor that we got from before.
Alright, so the initiative on this robot is 17, so even though it initiated the combat, it gets to have the first turn. And after blowing some fire at the group and hitting Winnegan, but doing no damage at this point in time, she follows up with the buzzsaw and cuts a Winnegan for 3 physical damage. I'm sure that you've got some... Have you got any physical damage resistance on your left arm?
Yes, I have 1.
Excellent, so you get 2 points of damage.
Also, I think my sheet is being setting itself again. Poor little bastard.
Alright, so everybody gets to start reacting to this nanny robot with a flamethrower.
Nanny?
Well, I think... I think I'm going to... Winnegan's going to duck away and try and put her arm out.
Alright, so you're just going to use this turn to stop, drop, and roll?
Stop, drop, and roll, and maybe get back a bit if I can.
Fabulous. Yeah, I can allow you to do that. Yeah, we can see that you put out the fire that way. Beverly, what are you doing?
Well, I can't. So, I want to survey the area, see if there's anything action, like just launch it, the fucking thing.
So, you just want to pick something up and launch it?
Yeah, because. Winnegan's getting attacked, so that's not a good sign.
Okay, we can just say pick up like a toaster or something like that.
Yeah.
Anything? Or, I mean, you tell me, man. You're roleplaying this.
Depends what's about. Is it all like broken bits?
Yeah, bunker is cold, sterile, filled with the remnants of Mika's life. Empty food wrappers, discarded Nuka-Cola bottles. Broken parts of machinery scattered around. Shelves are cluttered with boxes of supplies and personal trinkets. At the far end, there's a simple bed tucked into a makeshift kitchen. Throw the bed. So, you maneuver your way past the robot, you pick up Mika's bed and launch it at the robot. Give me a throw roll for that.
Alpha.
It's a critical feel. So
use of luck.
You raise the bed over your head and you become off balance as you do this. A sudden a vertigo or something. You fall backwards, the bed falling on top of you. Give me a... Do a unarmed damage roll for me.
Damage bonus, great.
You have thrown the bed at yourself and done 5 physical damage.
To my whole body, just in general. Great, I only have 3 HP.
Yes, it was to your body. Do you have any physical resistance on your torso?
Yes, on the boobs.
Yeah, so you only take 3 physical damage.
Wait, I'm on 5 HP.
Fabulous. Yeah, so, Winnegan is rolling in the floor. Beverly has just dropped a bed on herself. Nurse Handy, how are you going to deal with this?
Well, I think I'm just going to have to shoot the robot.
Shoot the robot, let's go for it.
Oh, I'm gonna use the technique. He's not gonna get me anywhere.
You miss entirely. The bullet ricochets off the concrete walls.
Eh, I tried.
Gertrude, Billy Bob, oh, Snufflepuff, you're all up next.
Alright, Gertrude, as much as you pissed me off today, I'll let you go first.
Pain train.
Gertrude rocks out with the pain train. She charges the robot.
Strength athletics.
And also rolls a crit fail. She trips on something. She falls into the robot, bouncing off of it and landing on the bed that is on top of Beverly.
Considering that's movement, can I still attack?
You can, but we need to work out what damage you're doing to Beverly before we...
Oh, before
we attack.
Okay. What would you like me to do?
Flower, what did you do to
What's your damage that you normally do on the pain train?
The pain train is just unarmed.
Unarmed. Roll unarmed.
This is just with Gertrude's unarmed.
Oh, that's even worse because it's now 4 damage.
Okay, hold on, let me just see. Right, do you have any head protection, Beverly?
No.
Gertrude falls on you and does 3 points of damage.
You just said...
Gertrude, that was a movement, so you are able to recover from this and do an attack.
Tech dildo, bitch.
And you manage to succeed, so you land on the bed, quickly flip round and crack the robot.
6 the vicious,
for 6 so damage. That was 9 damage, actually. 9 yep, damage no. to the robot. Excellent. Billy Bob, how do you react to this scene?
Oh, I just flat out be like, let's try my big girl here. See what she does, and I'm just gonna full on shoot her with my new upgraded railway rifle.
Billy rubs the railway rifle with the kind of love that he hasn't shown any other NPC in this game yet.
That's it. 2 successes.
He fires it with 2 successes, a 6 and a 5 rolls. That's fantastic. And roll that damage for me.
I get 1 additional damage dice. He's also have a laser sight on it.
That's right.
That is not...
He does 9 physical damage with breaking. So that's going to take away some of that armor that the robot has. Yeah. 9 in total. Brilliant. Alright, this robot is fast deteriorating, but it is still up. It is still floating, and it's ready to attack. Snufflepuff, you get to go first before the robot gets to throw in its next attack.
Snufflepuff is just going to take its knife and full on try to stab the robot. That is 1 success.
Snufflepuff successfully stabs the robot. What kind of damage does she do?
4 physical damage.
Oh, that vicious,
6.
Yeah.
I think, well, no, 6. Vicious is, does it add damage dice?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is 6.
That's right, Snufflepuff, make Daddy happy!
Daddy.
Daddy.
Torso. Unfortunately, it's 5. However, what Snufflepuff has done is cracked the outer shell of the robot. The robot is now leaking oil.
That's a point. Technically, me and me and Toucan should have done crippling hits.
Oh yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
But no, Snufflepuff was the one that did it.
Good girl.
What you don't know, Matt, is that this is Cap's world, and don't fucking tell him what to do in his world.
Your future GM will revenge.
Yeah, if you want to point out shit like that, you should have done it at the time.
See, I didn't open my mouth, Matt, so what the fuck? Now he's gonna kill us. Like, that's just gonna happen now.
All of a sudden, you hear an earthquake. Yeah.
The robot is now down to 99 hit points.
Damn it!
You did say you were doubling it.
Double it, I'll give it to the next person.
Yes, the robot, despite its new leakage, decides to fire up its flamethrower again.
If you're leaking oil, a flamethrower might not be the best choice.
Might not be the best choice. Let's see if it works out for her. It does, two successes. So she manages to successfully, without hurting itself, fire out with the flamethrower. Unfortunately, it is again in Winnegan's direction. For four energy damage.
I just put myself out, you motherfucker.
Luckily, she hasn't put you on fire again, but you do take damage, some heat damage from this.
Where's she hitting?
She hits you in your torso, just center mass.
It's three damage, man.
Winnegan takes three damage.
Winnie.
Yes?
You're flaming.
Winnegan and Beverly. Oh,
you saying I'm hot?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Hey, Gertrude, big girl. I have a feeling Winnegan kind of likes you, so you can go down that road if you need to.
If you need to.
If you feel it.
If the circumstances demand.
If you find it financially okay.
God, Billy Bob's been hoed out by the group so much that he thinks that's how it works.
Huh. Someone else's turn.
Yes, Winnegan and Beverly.
Right, I'm gonna shoot this thing. I'm tired of getting. Oh, and robot.
Yeah.
You're up soon enough. You might want to heal Beverly before we end up losing what we just went to prison to retrieve. And I'm gonna put an extra dice on this with my thingy. Laser commander, whatever.
Maybe we should get Rash to heal him.
That's not correct. There shouldn't be another dice on that bit.
I mean, you got enough successes,
but it's
anyway.
Still two successes.
It was only one fail, so you would have got the success anyway. So go for it. Roll the damage.
Yep. This is where I put the additional dice.
Yes, there
seven
you go.
With piercing. One.
So Winnegan raises her rifle, tired of being burned. She raises her rifle, fires off a shot that goes straight through the robot. And it sputters out and falls to the floor, dead.
And now Mika's pet is dead too.
Boom.
Owner and pet together for eternity, I suppose, in the internal scrapyard in the sky.
So Dr. Rast runs in from where he was hiding, his little hidey hole that he was hiding away from the robot that was attacking. And runs over to Beverly and tries to pull the bed off of Beverly. Unfortunately, he fails his strength check. He's not quite strong enough to get that bed off of Beverly.
How don't I do it?
It's just her arms flapping on the side.
I guess strength athletics.
Go for it. Yes, you do. You manage to lift the bed straight off of Beverly, releasing her from her self-imposed prison, I guess.
Where's that goddamn robot gone?
Now is not the time for sleep.
Yes, Dr. Rast gets to work tending to the wounds that are clearly building up in Beverly.
Physically and mentally.
Yeah. Right, I'm going to have a look.
Dr. Rast manages to critically fail his medicine roll.
And now it's time for the robot to intervene. Might as well kick in.
Nurse Andy, please help.
Yeah, let me just try to find a clean syringe. Ah, oh, here we go. I'm just going to put this right. Here we go.
We're gonna kill him off.
Oh, two successes.
Two successes with a medicine score of 4. You're gonna regain 8 hit points, Beverly.
Yes, thank you.
I live.
Wait, you're alive? Great, because that's what I was meant to do.
Fabulous. That was what you were meant to do the whole time.
Just hugs them all back.
Ah, thank you.
You're my lucky patient of the day.
Is there any loot we can steal?
I'm going to have a look through the papers to see if there's anything about the Geek unit.
Gertrude wants goodies.
Beverly wants throwing knives.
Alright, so you all just want to have a wee look around, do some lootings.
Yep.
Yes.
Alright, yes. Let's get some perception checks from all of you. Give me the perception. I think we'll just go against survival for this one as well.
Oh, really? 19 and a 20. That's horrendous.
Yeah, I succeed.
I get one as well.
Oh.
All right, so Jay is just far too concerned with the fact... Sorry, Winnegan is just far too concerned with the fact that she had to put herself out.
Yeah. Mainly, like, tugging on the ruined clothes. Really, what an inconvenience.
Yeah, Gertrude rolled a 2. Gertrude finds some ammunition.
Ooh.
Oh, I don't want that.
Oh.
Which she doesn't want.
I don't have a gun. What ammunition is it? And I'll give it to one of the others.
Yeah, I tell you what, you find a combination of fusion cells, let's call it 3 fusion cells and a couple of railway spikes.
You two add those on then.
Cheers.
Here you go. Thank you, Gertrude. I don't want this shit.
Damn straight.
Beverly. You rolled a 3. Beverly just finds some of Mika's clothes. Yep, you start raiding her wardrobe. Various different styles that none of them particularly well kept, but some fancier than others. A couple of dresses, some trousers, a lab coat. And
anything that's you fitter.
Sorry?
Anything that'll actually fit her?
Oh no, nothing that'll fit you. Absolutely not. You can try putting them on.
Yeah, try to put on the dress.
Yeah.
Dress is a miniskirt.
As Beverly puts the dress on, the seams stretch and break as she squeezes into the tiny dress.
I think my chest is too big for this.
Uh-huh. Winnegan, do you see anything that looks like this gecko you're after?
What? Oh. The gecko? Not currently. Why?
Is that not why we're here?
Ah, yes, of course.
Yes, Winnegan, give me a quick perception against science this time.
Science. Perception. That didn't roll. Okay. There we go. Nope. I don't see nothing.
You don't see nothing. Luckily, during the battle, the bed was lifted, broken, dropped, and as Beverly stands up from her medical treatment, you see a hidden shelf that was underneath. That was underneath the bed and is now underneath Beverly.
Oh look, I found a shelf.
Yes, you found a shelf. And you find this box that has the letters on it. The GECK.
I found a lunchbox.
No, Gertrude, you found the GECK. We can go home now.
That's it, we're done.
I don't think that's quite the
case. Since when does the nurse handy have sarcasm in its programming?
We're done?
Yes, you found the box, the Garden of Eden creation kit. It isn't much to look at, and it seems to be a small silver briefcase emblazoned with the letters GECK on it. Attached to the side of the briefcase is a small transmitter device that's currently turned off.
I don't think we should turn that on quite yet. I don't want to open the briefcase first.
All right, do you open the briefcase?
It's locked. I don't like it that you're asking me that.
No.
I feel like that's the kind of thing that has consequences. Sure.
Maybe let's not do that.
Yeah, we might want to... Would she have written notes? I mean, if she was the one intending to use it, probably. Well,
how about we spend the night down here looking for notes?
Yes.
And then we pick this up in the morning.
All right, so you found the box and everything fades to black.
Hey, you're finally awake. Cool, trying to cross the border, right? What's that beef over there?
For some weird reason, you look like you're in a different franchise of Bethesda. Strange.
You've clipped through the floor in the vault.
Yes, I would be good to pick this up another time if you don't mind.